again. Yeah, I need to get right through to the president here. I've got Mayor Taylor on the line. Apparently we have another right-wing extremist that we need to discuss here with the president. Thank you. Yeah, this is Barack. Look, tell them to stop clinging to their guns and their religion. Kathy, we're gonna need some hope here.
Check the spell of my name is Clay Clark. I represent the silent majority left in the dark. By a city that's a busy building stadiums, while our streets crumble and our cops and fire are paid crumbs.
Nice.
Mayoral candidate. Oh, so done and successful, Republican leaders can't handle
it. He's too young.
So my business at an age before most had started. So naturally I see that their heart is guarded.
We fear change.
But I'm putting policy ahead of politics. And unlike other candidates, I have no tricks. I
won't 200 cops.
Promise you 200 cops. Before focusing on stadiums until I drop. Your streets deserve to get themselves fixed. Even if that gets a typical candidate miffed. Councilors want to build themselves a light rail system by raising our tax rates yet again. I'm out, trust me, you won't miss them. My current city government just bought a glass house for $70 million just in time to get the burglars out. And they spent $16 million more to redecorate. Maybe the plan was to feature it on MTV Cribs just to make us safe.
It's a hard knock.
Sing it, 918. Sing it. For the potholes. Sing it for the potholes. I'm winning this race for the average man. Who's not getting representation from the Republicans? But I'll be damned just to vote for an empty suit.
Well, we know his name.
Or a dude with political experience screwing you.
I didn't know what the tarp said.
The Tulsa political game is very dirty. And if you want to copy the city budget, it's very wordy. It is intentional, the bureaucracy, and it's hard to access. To keep people like you and me away from their desks. So paint a bullseye on your forehead if you're bold enough to enter the world of politics where you're welcome like a splinter. They don't want you to know about those things they talk about, because that would hold them accountable and bring change about. So do not ever mention IMSA and the wasteful spending. If you plan on living in the city and ever making a living, no police. No fire, yet it's cool with them. And we don't have enough political experience to fool with them.
We need the whole 918 to sing it.
God bless the broken roads, for they damage our car, and they know not what they do. Sing it. Come on. The 918.
918.
Sing it, sing it. I don't know how to play the political game.
How do you play?
So I am target number one that they want to make.
He's just a DJ.
Frame me. You can say what you want about me. But those who know me truly will never doubt me. Yep, a foreclosure's been in my recent past. As a result of a partnership that didn't last. In this Tulsa world, the debate of ideas is dead. Because they would rather assassinate characters instead. Cause it's a hard knock.
918, sing it with me. If your city lights go out at night, for the BOK shines bright, sing it with me. If you're a police officer, or you're a firefighter, and your pay just got cut, sing it with me. We're gonna have to sell that city hall. You know this. We're going to have to sell that city hall.
The Taj Mahal?
You know we're going to have to sell that city hall, right?
The glass house?
All right, we're going to have to sell that thing like those late night infomercials.
No.
For that one gentleman who keeps selling those dehydrated products late at night.
Mr. Ginsu?
You know, the guy's been selling you knives.
Rotisserie?
He's been selling you all those things where you can grow tomatoes.
Make your own beef jerky.
Hang them upside down. Reverse gardens, things like that. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have to sell that city hall. Clay Clark for mayor. Vote for Clay.com. Priorities over politics.
Hello, sir. I'm with the local media.
Hi.
And I had a quick question here, if I could have just a second here.
Sure.
How would you respond to the allegations that you are not qualified?
Okay.
The assertion that you're not qualified to run for such a high office.
It is absolutely true. I have no political experience ruining the city of Tulsa. I was not part of the group that voted to do furloughs for firefighters or police. I wasn't part of the elite team of government geniuses that generated a huge a deficit here, or that have delayed fixing roads for, I think, a quarter century now. So I wasn't a part of any of those elite political circles.
Okay, wise guy. Let me ask you this, then. A lot of the city local officials are wanting to build a light rail train to service the city of Tulsa, to make Tulsa more progressive, and to reduce the wear and tear on our roads. Would you support such a thing?
You know, for some reason, I like Tulsa a lot more than Washington, D.C. Or Chicago. And I don't know what it is about it, maybe, but I think I kind of like it the way it is now. And I just have a problem with raising our taxes to pay for a giant aluminum tube that, 4% of the population would ride to work. So I absolutely 100% oppose the building of a light rail system.
Okay, so that's fine. I will agree to disagree on that. But let me ask you this here. Why do you always joke around? Why do you not take things seriously? And what makes you so qualified to run for mayor of this great city?
Okay, that's a good question. I'd ask the people listening to this, think about it. The city of Tulsa, 9 out of 10 jobs in Tulsa are created by local small businesses. And therefore, I think that a small business owner who's had an award-winning business and who's had success building a small business is much more qualified to run the city than people whose full-time profession has been suing people or being career politicians. So that's where I stand on that. Any other questions there, sir?
Yes. Are you married?
Are you hitting on me?
Okay, that came across as a little bit awkward.
It's your choice. I mean, if that's...
People want to know.
It's a lifestyle.
Not me, but are you married?
Yes, I am married to one beautiful wife, and I have three beautiful kids.
How old are you?
You are one weird...
I mean, again, not that I want to know. Sure. Just people want to know. Not me.
You are one sick freak, but I am 28 years old, and I started a business when I was 16 out of my parents' basement, started the DJ service out of the dorm room, and grew it, and I sold it. And so now I travel around the country as a motivational speaker at the age of 28, Ski.
Ha, you're always so funny. Well, you know what? I'm not. And I have a serious question for you.
Sure.
The Republican Party.
Yep.
Is a party known for maturity and age.
Yeah.
And experience. What makes you think you're ready to lead a party where the youngest person to ever attend a meeting was at least 35, in my opinion?
Well, as a former DJ, I led lots of parties. But as far as leading the Republican Party, I feel as though the party needs a fresh look at things, a fresh set of eyes to come in there and look at things. And I'm a citizen politician. I'm not interested in a political career. And I think the citizens of Tulsa are interested in somebody who can get things done, not somebody who's going to try to make a political career out of the city's agenda.
Okay. Well, if anybody wants to check out your stuff.
Sure.
I mean, political campaign website.
Are you Marv Albert?
Awkward. You can check it out on voteforclay.com. Is that correct? That's voteforclay.com.
That's the right place to go on there to find out our political information. But if you want to check out my stuff, I'll be calling the Tulsa police and getting a restraining order against you, you sick freak.